Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
And a pleasant good afternoon and welcome everybody to Fans and the Pro. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister on this November 1st. It is the All Saints Day, of course. Also, November 1st, 1966, the Saints became an NFL team. This is their 58th anniversary. They were the 16th franchise. They started to play in 1967. You know what number 15 team was? They started to play a year earlier, Deuce? Start off with a trivia question.
Well, no, it was Atlanta.
Yeah, it was. Atlanta was the 15th team. Saints were the 16th and been enemies ever since. The Saints were part of, in 1967, the Capital Division, Philadelphia, Dallas, Washington, and New Orleans. So today is their anniversary. How are you? Happy post-Halloween.
Happy post-Halloween. So what year did Tampa come in?
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't too far after it, if I remember correctly.
I just know that they lost a lot of games until the Saints were their first victory. I don't remember the year. 78? Well, Charlie? I know Charlie's going to answer for me.
I don't want that bad news.
76. 76 they came into the league with those orange and uniforms.
The popsicle.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, I think we've begun the last few Fridays, but hey, this is an important week. It's an important week. Maybe we didn't do it week three and week four, but I think week five, six, seven, and eight.
We didn't do it last week because I wasn't with you.
That's right. That's right. It was Charlie and I from the Superdome. I did the show from the Superdome.
From the Dome, and I was
headed to L.A.
Headed to L.A.
But we would have, though.
No, we would have. But look, you know what? We may have to do in the break. We may have to switch seats. I've been trying everything. I have tried everything to kind of wash away the jinx. Whatever voodoo, hex, whatever we got going on, how can we wash it away? So we may have to switch seats in our break.
I'll try whatever you want, man. I'm with you. And so we've weathered the storm of the offensive line, and every team can handle injuries. It's when you get the bunches at positions. And so they, you know, weathered the storm on the offensive line, but it was tough. And now it's the defensive backfield. Marshawn Lattimore out. Also, Kool-Aid McKinstry out. They're done. They will not play. And so
and you've got to throw in Paulson Adebo.
Paulson Adebo on IR.
And you've got to throw in Will Harris.
Will Harris on IR, who made, on his first defensive play of the season, picked off Bryce Young.
Yeah.
And so they are out. Rico Payton is injured, but he is the closest to having. He's questionable. Now, he didn't practice all week with a bad back. He's questionable. So at this juncture, if you say he plays, you have Alante and Rico Payton. And if he doesn't play, on the practice squad, you've got Shamar John Charles, Roderick Teamer, a safety, and they did sign a defensive back, Trey Herndon, earlier this week. Wow.
Well, I mean, not only that, you're going to have to call up a couple of defensive backs regardless.
Yeah,
I mean,
Shamar, John Charles, and Roderick, those were the practice squad guys. That's who I'm talking about.
Called up to the active roster.
Not yet.
Already.
I mean, tomorrow.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have to do that. And so the other part of it is, of those guys that's hurt, because we've seen them do this as well, there may be a situation where they have to release someone and sign, because you can only call up two players. So I may need even more bodies.
Put somebody on the active.
I have to put somebody on the active roster, but I have to release someone to be able to do it. I mean, because you're talking about defensive back. Tell me what the running back room looks like.
Jamal Williams, doubtful, and you have Alvin and
Kendre Taysom.
And Kendre's out. Yeah, Kendre's. Let me just go through all of them.
No. So just like defensive backs.
Yeah.
You technically only have one running back. You have.
They put Jordan Mims back on the practice.
Well, he's on practice squad.
So yeah, that's what you're talking about. You need two defensive players almost certainly for your practice squad elevations.
Correct.
So now I still need a running back. So somebody's got to go on the active.
Somebody's got to go on the active.
Somebody's got to be expendable enough.
Not even expendable enough. It's just I need the bodies.
Right.
It's not even expendable.
I don't even know
enough.
Where that comes from. What position? Who's stacked position wise? Right.
I don't
now?
Think any position is stacked.
Right.
But for one game, that's what you're going to have to do. I mean, because technically, honestly, you would love to have three backs. I mean, because even if Mims is signed to the active roster, Alvin is dealing with an injury already. So you're going to have Prentice, who will probably get a carry or two, and it's going to be Taysom. It's going to be Taysom. I mean, because if Jamal can't go.
And he's doubtful. Most doubtfuls
have to be either elevated tomorrow or he's going to be ruled out completely. Tomorrow. It won't be a situation where it's Sunday. He will be either elevated to questionable tomorrow or he's going to be ruled out. That's what you're going to get on your doubtfuls.
Wow. Well, I will say the difference being that for the first time in a while, when you look at the other team in the last 4 or 5 weeks, they're putting guys on just to make it look good.
They're beat up as well.
Right.
But even with Carolina, I'm like, man. You got some guys that I think were full participants, and they're still either questionable or doubtful, right?
Yep. Yeah, Tommy Trumbull, who was full, he's questionable.
And I'm like, wait, if he's full practicing, there's no reason for him to be questionable. He's got to play.
Jaden Crumity was full practice all week, and he's doubtful. And they're out.
Well, so. I think he was coming off of an injury, but he's still, you know, how can I practice the whole week and I'm doubtful?
Right, they have two, three, Jonathan Brooks, he's questionable. They have two guys who practiced all week at full and are doubtful all week. And the last one was a doubtful is Adam Thielen.
Correct.
Which is big because that was today. He didn't practice today.
Well, but he's missed time as well. But, like, even with Thielen, you normally would say he's going to go. But the problem why he may not go is Leggett, the other receiver.
Is questionable
because he's got, a toe injury that popped up this week, I think, as well. And so, man, it's
and they traded away Deontay Johnson.
This week?
Yep.
So.
This is exactly what you would expect. If I said, these are the injury reports for 1-7 and 2-16.
That's what I was about to say. So you've got two teams that are struggling, and you're moving bodies. You're trying to find out, hey, you know, and from a game plan standpoint, you talk about how in-depth can you get. Well, I don't want to say it's guaranteed that Derek Carr plays, but, I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
So Derek, if he's that would be tough. But from a game planning standpoint, I can't overload you. Now with Derek, if he's able to go, you still want him to go out there and compete and be able to get through the system in a game plan. But if there's some hiccups and stuff, it's like, man, what can I give my guys that they can still go out there and run, and they can run it fast and, you know, be able to make a check and everybody knows where they're going?
Woo! We're going to switch gears and we're going to talk Pelicans. But by the way, the news of the day for the Pelicans?
They hurt too!
Injuries. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk with Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Coming up next, Pelicans play tonight, Smoothie King Center against Indiana. You're listening to Fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, WWLAMFM.com. Always free in the Odyssey app.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? you might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome back, fans in the pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. Tonight, 6:30 right here on WWL, we will have the Pelicans pregame show. And at 7 o'clock right here on WWL, the Big 870, we will have the Pelicans in Indiana. If you want to continue listening to WWL regular programming, Boomer and Valenti, and then the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, they're on 105.3 FM. So that's it gets a little clunky, but you're not going to miss anything. You're not going to miss anything. And joining us now to talk about the Pelicans, Christian Clark, the beat writer for the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate. Hello, Christian. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all?
We're good. And so we were excited because we just talked. We spent the whole first block talking about the rough injuries for the Saints. And we go, all right, let's change gears and talk Pelicans. And the news of the day for the Pelicans, unfortunately, is injuries. Herb Jones and C.J. McCollum. It has been a rough start for first five games and injuries.
You know, I'm on my way to Smoothie King Center right now. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the video of Kyrie Irving saging the building when he played in Boston. But, I mean, I think that's maybe what's got to happen at Smoothie King Center to just get some of that bad juju out of there. It's kind of unbelievable. I mean, really an unbelievable string of bad luck. I mean, the Pelicans are going to be missing basically four tonight. Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson are the only two of those six who are going to be active. I mean, those guys are going to need to play really well. But, I mean, look, I think when you're being realistic about it, this has got a chance to get kind of ugly here in November. It's just you could only sustain losing so much depth.
Christian, I know you, I follow you, but I don't know you as a person. Are you what type of person? I got to get personal, not necessarily personal, but I got to find out some stuff.
What do you want to know?
How do you react to the negativity around maybe social media, like something that you may control, but you don't have any control?
Man, a lot of ways. The mute button, sometimes I get frustrated and participate in it. Other times I just laugh when it's too painful. So it kind of just depends on the day, I guess.
Well, and so now I understand. You can understand where I'm going. Just like the Saints, the Pelicans have flipped over from a doctor standpoint, from a training standpoint, to even how they train. But it's really just, I don't want to call it bad luck, it's poor luck. I mean, that's what it truly is. There's no way that you can say when Herb fell that it would be something that would keep him out. There's no way that you can say it. I mean, and so just like the same thing with Murray on the three-pointer that he takes, how he comes down, he goes in braces. There's no way that you're going to say, oh, that's a fracture. And so I just call it poor luck, but the negativity that some people have where it's just like, oh, it's got to be this, it's got to be that. It's almost like, for me personally, I don't even want to talk about it because they take the energy, just makes it just like, what am I doing?
Now, I hear you. And, I mean, to your point, like, I think there has been stuff in the past where it's occurred and you could point to stuff. And I won't use names, but, like, you know, I think in the past it's like, oh, conditioning, maybe it was related. I think right now with what's going on, it is just poor luck, as you said. I mean, DeJounte Murray, one of the reasons the Pelicans love this guy was he never misses games. Like, he's an intense competitor, and he really tries to be in there every single night. I mean, whatever you want to say about him, he played 76 games last year, you know? And, you know, I just think, like, the issues that they're dealing with are mostly just related to luck. I'm trying to go into the building right now. Guys chasing me down. But Deuce, I think you hit it. It's just bad luck.
Well, and the other part of it is when you talk about the actual games now, having to get a team out there, having to try to get up, you know, the goal the last couple of years is to get up 43s. Now, whether you're going to make, you know, let's just go 40% or even high 30s, you know, that's going to be tougher. That will be tougher. But the last couple of games, particularly to go 1-3 on the road, you know, they're really the last three games that you lose, you got beat. You got beat pretty good. And you can say, yes, some of it was because of who's playing and turnovers, or, you know, my star player had a bad night or whatever it may be. But the Pelicans got to figure out a way where at least we may not have a ton of turnovers, but we're going to get up some shots.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I think when you're looking at, like, okay, practically this is a very not ideal situation. How do you react to this? Well, Jordan Hawkins is, like, one guy who's got to slide in there. They don't have very much ball handling. Like, if you just look at their guards, like, Jose Alvarado is really the only guard who I would consider a strong ball handler. I think if you're trying to just stay afloat right now, it's got to be a lot of Zion and Brandon initiating possessions and creating the offense. That's, you know, not only scoring, but creating for others. And there's got to be Jordan Hawkins in there as a play finisher. Like, they need this dude to score, and, like, the games that he started, he's looked really good, and I'm super high on his talent, like, and, you know, just his, like, emotional makeup. I'm a big Jordan Hawkins fan. Like, they're going to need some big games from him, and they're going to need a lot from Zion and Brandon. I mean, I think those two guys were really good on Tuesday and then not very good at all on Wednesday. We need a lot more nights like Tuesday than Wednesday from them.
So we kind of started off talking about the injuries, but I never really – gave them to you. So Herb Jones, he sustained a right shoulder strain and a small low-grade partial thickness tear in his rotator cuff. So he's looking at 2 to 4 weeks based on treatment and rehabilitation. And CJ McCollum has been diagnosed with a right adductor strain. That injury occurred during Tuesday's game at Golden State. He's out approximately 2 to 3. So we've been talking about the injuries, but I wanted to go ahead because that was the news. So they finish up on the, you know, they have the home win, start the season in Chicago, then they go on the road. So now this is what I would call weather the storm stretch. You got a 4-game homestand, 7 of your next 9 at home. You're injured all over the place. You've got to weather this storm somehow, because you were better on the road last year than you were at home. You were almost 500 at home last year. That can't be. The blender is too good for that to be. But do you agree? You look at these next 7-9 games, man. You got to weather the storm.
Yeah, I mean, I think going 500, you know, in whatever stretch this is, would be a great accomplishment for this team at this point. You know, I think, unfortunately, I'm thinking back to a couple of years ago when they were dealing with a lot of injury stuff. And that 2 years ago, they got off to this great start, and then they lost 10 in a row, and it kind of warped their season. You know, that's happened a lot during the BI and Zion era. Guys miss time with injuries, and then they go on these losing streaks, and it really just ruins the whole season. They got to try to stay afloat. Look, I think a positive is 10 teams make the postseason. I think going into this year, one of the Pelicans' goals was be a top 6 team. This definitely impacts that. But I think if you're the Pelicans, you also have to have in the back of your head, 10 teams are going to make the postseason. I mean, 4 of them are play-in tournament teams. I know they didn't want to be a play-in tournament team again, but, like, your season is not over. Like, it is still very, very within the realm of possibility to be a play-in tournament team. I mean, who knows? They could catch fire and get them in the top six. But, like, the play-in tournament, I mean, you get in there, you win your way into the playoffs, and you can still accomplish a lot of the stuff you want to accomplish.
So who's – I mean, somebody's got – beyond B.I. and Zion, right? I mean, offense has got to come from somewhere. Where does it come from?
Yeah, I think it's Jordan Hawkins is a big part of the answer there. You know, 23 points the other night in Golden State. He got up 14 three-pointers. I think that's going to be really interesting to watch. You know, can Jordan Hawkins be a high-volume three-point shooter, especially with, you know, Trey Murphy, C.J. McCollum, both out of the lineup, guys who really bring that to this team. You know, I'm looking at him. The other guy that I'm interested to see is going to how big of a role is he going to play tonight? Brandon Boston. They just signed this guy on a two-way contract. He was the MVP of the G League Showcase, you know, not too long ago. I think it was about a year and a half ago. He had like 43 points in that game. I mean, he's a wing who can handle the ball a little bit and shoot. Like, I hate that it's the sixth game of the season, and I'm like, huh, I'm interested to see if get a look at this two-way guy, and maybe he can give them something. That's just the reality of the situation. But, I mean, Jordan Hawkins for sure, and then I've low-key got my eye on Brandon Boston tonight in the next few games.
Christian, I know he won't play, I don't know, probably the end maybe of the homestand sometime next week, but how close is Trey Murphy to being able to come back? Because I know he just started to ramp up a little bit, but are we still a couple of weeks away?
You know, I think we're getting pretty close here. He started sprinting recently. That's a really positive sign. I've heard games, like possible return dates thrown out, and there have been a few different ones, but all of them kind of fall in the 10 to 14 days away range. I mean, I think, you know, it's maybe possible we see Trey Murphy at the end of next week, but, you know, I'm looking at like maybe the Nets game on the 11th. That's one of the dates that's been thrown out to me, and I don't think it's fully decided, but we're getting pretty close, and oh my gosh, do they need him? You know, I mean, a lot of the chatter about the team going into the season was, hey, look, they have so much talent. Like, you know, some really good players are going to have to come off to the bench. It's kind of funny that's what we're talking about. Now it's like, please, God, get back. Like, yes, you're starting, and you're also playing 38 minutes a night, Trey Murphy.
Yeah, well, and I think the biggest thing for him is you don't want to overwork him, so he may be on a restriction for the first couple of games to make sure that he's good to go. But, yeah, you can definitely use his shot on the outside and intrigued. Just hold on. That's what I say. Just hold on. If you can weather the storm and be close to 500 or just under it or even over it a little bit through November, man, you give yourself a heck of a chance.
Deuce, how do you deal with the social media and negativity? How do you react?
I try to. I honestly, I probably have less interaction just because it drains you so much. Some of the stuff, yes, I talk about, but just seeing it and I'm knowing a lot of it is wrong. And it's just like you laugh about it. It's just like it's probably hit me where I have less interaction with it just because it's just I can't do the negative.
That's fair, man. That's a really fair. It's not a fun way to go about your day, and I'm not always great at doing that either. So
yeah, that's the hard part. The hard part is, you know, not looking at it. But we'll see. Hey, it's a 4 games at the Smoothie King Center, so that's awesome. 7 of the next 9, all of them here on WWL. So Christian, as always, great to talk to you. Appreciate your time, and hope you got into the building okay tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Before we go to break, I want to thank all the good folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our sports talk crew on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selections in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Sports fans and the pro, Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister, we're back after a quick break here on WWL, AMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, and hey, Gulfport, get ready. Join Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier for a special edition of Sports Talk that's live from Rouse's Market in Gulfport tomorrow. Don't miss your chance to meet up with the Cajun Cannon and WWL's NFL and college football analysts. They'll be at the brand new Rouse's Market in the Hansborough Square Shopping Center. Hang out with the two Cajuns, talk some football, make some groceries with Bobby and Mike at the new Rouse's Market. That's at 1444 East Pass Road in Gulfport tomorrow from 1 to 4 and here on WWL and always free on the Odyssey app. And Thursday night football, you had the Jets playing, but you also had Tulane playing on a short week. And man, do they go into Charlotte and they roll 34-3 on a short week. And so great for them. So they are unbeaten still.
Was it at Charlotte?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I might have had a libation or two, but I believe it was in Charlotte.
Well, I mean, how they dominated it. You felt like that it was right here in Uptown. And so, look, Coach Summerall, you knew or you figured just because of with the recent success that they've had, it's almost like they had missed a beat. It's almost like they had missed a beat. And I saw some of the highlights where he had a sideline catch where he just snatches it out of the air. But, man, it's undefeated in conference play.
Yep.
Undefeated in conference play, and if
5-0,
yeah. I'm trying to think. They should have one more big game coming up.
Yeah, play Navy, who's been at, and they play Temple on that's next week. It's homecoming. They're back home next week for Saturday at homecoming.
Well, you got Navy, Temple, and
Memphis.
Those, well, all three are big, but those two. Navy and Memphis will kind of tell the tale as far as postseason, what happens kind of for the Green Wave. But Coach Summerall has it rolling.
Yeah, they've been – I mean, the academies. I mean, Army is, you know, ranked, and Navy's been playing well. I mean, that's impressive. LSU, of course, is open before they have Alabama next week. It's kind of a – it feels like this is the break week, right, for college football, right? I mean, so you have Penn State, number 3, Ohio State, number 4, Saturday. That's about it, right?
As far as big matchups.
Yeah. Ole Miss is playing Arkansas, Illinois, Minnesota, Army against Air Force. And that's kind of like, that's your ranked. Number 5, Miami of Florida against Duke. So 5 games. Tomorrow, featuring ranked teams, Boise State plays tonight. So there are a lot of teams taking this week off.
Should be interesting. I mean, I think next week is you get the first. It's not the BCS poll, but the first whatever we're calling this new poll. I think that comes out next week. So it'll be intriguing to see where teams fall and how it all continues to shake out in college football. With you will have the 12-team playoffs that we will be featuring in, kind of how it all unfolds.
Yeah, because nobody knows, right? I mean, you kind of know it was certainly better because it's made a lot of games important still that for teams that had one loss.
I can lose.
Right.
And I'm not out.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. I could probably lose maybe twice.
Depending on the opponent
and not be out. And so I think that gives a lot of teams, particularly if you're in a conference, that, hey, you're going to have 6 teams that are ranked in your conference. That gives you a little comfort in knowing that, hey, look, a ranked team beat me, whether it was the number 3 team or the number 9 team. And then you play other teams that are good, so you got a chance to get back or move back up into the rankings. But yeah, we just don't know how it's all going to unfold. You know that you will have, I guess, I don't know if we call it the Power 4, Power 5, whatever. You know you're going to have some of the champion teams that are automatic qualifiers. But then, like you talked about, the two loss or the one loss teams, man, it's going to be very, very intriguing.
We shall see. We'll take a quick break. This is Fans of the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are back after this with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Here on WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Heading up towards news at 5 o'clock at 5:20. We're going to talk to David Newton. He's with ESPN, Carolina Panthers reporter. We'll get you set for Sunday, 1 o'clock in Charlotte, noon here. And, Deuce, I tried this week to get some clarification on a couple of those calls Sunday in Los Angeles, beginning with the pass by Justin Herbert, who would, it very much could have been a fumble. He throws
it, illegal touching.
Illegal touching. I mean, it's illegal touching.
Right.
Right? Because I don't care
you're
that
still,
the I don't
you're
care
still,
that
the you're still waiting on a response, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's here's kind of I asked Coach Allen because I know he wasn't gonna, you know, criticize the call. I said, what was the explanation they gave you? Because the whole play seems to be that it would be illegal touching or grounding or a lot of things because he was in the pocket, threw it to an offensive lineman who was not eligible.
The only way that you can say that, because the back was in the air.
Yes, yes.
But the ball hit the line.
Right.
So it wasn't like, oh, it hit the ground, so it's not illegal touching or grounding. Because if it crossed the line of scrimmage, it's different. In the pocket, I mean, there's two penalties that you could have called, and they called neither.
Right, and that's what Coach Allen said. He said they told me because Dobbins was in the vicinity that's what the call. I'm like, all right, well, that didn't feel right. Still doesn't feel right. And then I asked him about the punt. For Jermaine, he called the fair catch.
And once it hit the ground.
Once it hit the ground. And I get that part, that if you call for a fair catch and you don't do it, then they treated the NFL as a fair catch. They dropped the flag kind of where you called the fair catch. That was really a marker. It wasn't a penalty. I can't remember.
No, they threw the flag, and then they waved the flag off.
Right. So my point is, if you call the fair catch, you don't make the fair catch, right? So that you were treating it as a fair catch. Because maybe it's 10 yards in front of you. You call for the fair catch, and you've misjudged it badly.
Correct.
You go up to do it and to catch the ball or get the ball on a bounce, and it hits you. It's a live ball.
It's a live ball.
You can't have it both ways.
Unless the rule has changed, and that's what I need to clarify, unless the rule has changed, it used to be, and it still may be, it used to be if you call fair catch and the ball hits the ground – not that the ball is live, but you can't advance it. So if the recovering team or the kicking team touches the ball is dead where it's at. But as an offensive guy, if you go and touch the ball is live. And if you touch it and you don't, let's just say you muff it,
right?
It's a live ball. They can recover it. They can recover the football. So
if you can do that, if you can go up and muff it, then you should be able to go up and advance it.
And advance it. And so that's how it used to be. Unless the rule changed because of safety, maybe that's one I missed. But I knew it shouldn't have been a penalty because even if you catch it, fair catch it, and you take off running, they blow the whistle dead.
Right.
You know, it's not, oh, let me throw a flag. You fair caught it. I mean, you waved, you fair caught it, the whistle blows, it's dead. So it was just confusing.
It was. And one of the things that I asked Coach Allen, the same thing. He gave me the same answer that we just talked about. That, yes, if you call for a fair catch and it lands on the ground, it's considered dead at the spot. But that if you go up and attempt it, then it's a muff. I'm like, well, it just feels like you can't have it both ways. But I don't know. I wasn't talking about it with him. But clearly, if Jermaine, and I assume he will be, you know, he made a couple of decisions, right, from a punt return where he caught one at the four, one at the five. He returned one 9 yards. But, I mean, you know, you're still.
I am counting my steps.
Right.
If I am going back, one, two, over my head, let it go.
Right.
If they pin it inside the two, hey, great job.
And the other two were, you know, J.K. Scott, man, he booted the heck out of the ball, a 59-yarder and a 67-yarder. The 59-yarder, he danced too much, and he didn't hit it. But the last one, outkicked his coverage, he ran it back 18 yards. Saints had it almost in midfield. That's what you got to do. Listen to Deuce.
Just hit it. I mean, he's outkicked his coverage.
Yep.
No need to set it up anymore. Just go.
You're right. All right. News is coming up next. We got another hour of Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Again, we'll talk with David Newton as we get ready for the Carolina Panthers. The 1-7 Panthers and the 2-6 Saints. Not where either team wanted to be, but it is what it is. We're back after this. The news is next.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.